We have our C-section. Everything goes fine. They take her out. And because she presented differently, they moved her to an ICU. And we didn't see her for 4 hours.
Gotta hold on easy as I let you go.
Every doctor we saw in Saskatoon told us something different. They scan her. They say she's going to be in there for 20 minutes. She's in there for an hour and a half.
I remember I thought you looked like an angel wrapped in pink so soft.
Because they find something that's totally unrelated, which they find this Chiari malformation. So it's the bottom of your brain trying to actually go down that hole that everybody has in the back of their skull.
Beautiful baby from the outside in.
So she had these long kind of cysts that are falling down her spinal cord, and then they found at the base of her cord, your spinal cord is free floating, and hers was tethered, so it was tied at the bottom. So as she grew, there was like a pull on her spinal cord. So this was discovered by accident in Saskatoon in November of 2010.
Trouble, that crooked little smile milled my heart of stone. Now look at
we only have one pediatric neurosurgeon in Saskatoon, and we saw him in February. He explained it'd be a 5-hour surgery. It's a progressive disease because as she grows, she would have more issues, headaches, scoliosis, and pain.
Daddy love you more.
And they said that probably it would be done in summer or fall. My brother, like, he is a physician in Saskatoon, and he kind of pulled around some of the anesthesiologists about what would they do, and he actually talked to one. Their daughter had the same diagnosis, and so she was 3 months old, and she was a patient of Dr. Hader's. And so she was hands down, get your brother up there. We had an appointment with Dr. Hader in 4 days, re-imaged MRI-wise in 2 weeks, and she had her surgery 2 weeks after.
Someday some boy will come and ask me for your hand.
It was just like bang, bang, bang. I've never seen the care that was given. You know, it's scary. I mean, we knew that it's like the back of her head would be worked on, that her brain would be touched. Very risky stuff.
And the heart of a man's man.
On surgery day, I had trouble keeping it together, I guess. Some of it was guilt. Like, you have a 4-year-old kid. She doesn't know what she's going to have done. She doesn't know what pain's going to be. I just can't explain how they are so open.
You're beautiful baby from the outside in.
I'm an out-of-province person, but it's not like I'm not from here. They took what I had to say very seriously, and they knew it didn't seem right, and they saw us right away, and we got healthy girl. So, just unbelievable, even the way that general anesthesia is done.
My little girl.
The anesthesiologist, she was in plain clothes, she's not in scrubs and masks and, you know, looking scary. And the way she did it, they have like a room that it's not where the MRI is, so there's no scary equipment. And she goes, you know, do you mind if I give you a little hug? And she puts her arm underneath her, and then she just asks her to breathe into this mask and take a few breaths, and she went to sleep. Her recovery was very good. She was here for a week. Within 2 days of being at home, she wanted to ride her bike.
You beautiful baby from the outside in.
And prior to the surgery, she couldn't coordinate to pedal a bike, and she instantly just started pedaling.
Go on, take on this whole world, but to me you know you'll always be.
Not everyone is fortunate to have a children's hospital or a building such as this. Like, it's incredible. When you have a building with the equipment, it attracts qualified physicians and staff because they want to work in this new environment with these new tools, you know, do published work, and it attracts the best of the best.
He has a poet's soul and the heart of a man's man. I know he'll see
that. I'm a dad. I have 5 children. There is something to say with dads and their daughters. It's something I never experienced before with my boys, that they always want their mom. Mom is number one. Dad, you're kind of there.
Beautiful baby from the outside in. Chase your dreams, but always know the road that'll lead you home.
but with a little girl, like, there's something about it that she's, like, my princess, and she's had to go through all this stuff. So it's been really, really hard as a dad, with her especially. Like, it just breaks your heart.
My little girl.
That she had to go through all this, but we're glad she did, and it was successful, and she's well, and it's amazing. So thank you. She's got me. She's got me at age 4. I'm in trouble.